What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight.
Wow.
It feels so good.
Nothing makes me hornier than a quarantine.
Just got one little question for you, girl.
When I think about kind of stopping to be able to fit in my pants, just putting weird items of food together that shouldn't be together, and just day becomes night becomes day. You start deep diving into TV shows you never thought you'd watch. I think, wow, am I horny? Am I gonna? Wow, it's just. Things are really good for me right now. Hello, welcome to episode 789 from the bunker. My name is Arden Marine, and I just said to my quarantine partner that it's basically like he lives with Audie Cornish, the Audie Cornish of Bachelor shows. I have very important work to do to go to the garage on a rainy Sunday and talk about six-year-old episodes of Juan Pablo. And the reporting that I'm doing turns out so far he's not as bad as history wrote him so far. joining me today is a guiding light through this entire process. I'm going to say she's our Bachelor North Star. The information that she has in her brain is almost frightening, maybe serial killer level, but soothing and calming. It's like, even if the internet went out, this is a human Wikipedia page of Bachelor contestants past. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Lori.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Lori, we've gotten a lot of tweets and emails about you. People feel very comforted and frightened by your level of aficionado. You've very much been appreciated.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am quite scary.
Things are working out. And with us also is a woman who, if it took a quarantine and a pandemic to bring her back into my life, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was worth it. I'm kidding. This is a horrible, horrible, horrible state of affairs. When is this going to end? I'm so frightened for everybody. I'm so frightened for all of you. Please, please, please stay in your houses. Ladies and gentlemen, she's hilarious. She's talented. She's a comedian. She is a television writer. Her show One Day at a Time is killing it on Pop TV right now. There's articles about it everywhere. My friend, Erin Foley.
Oh, pleasure to be, just to be not underneath my bed shaking for this next hour.
Wow. When I tell you, I sometimes think I'm okay. And then my dreams are, I was in a school bus. I know it's so boring here. I'll just tell you the highlights of two nights ago. I was in a school bus at a wedding that went off of a cliff and into the ocean. And I had to crack a window and swim out of there in formal wear into rocky waters. And I thought, maybe I'm not handling this pandemic that well.
Give me a C. Give me an O. Give me an R.
Wait. Dude, how are you holding up? How is it going?
You know what? It's literally minute to minute. You know how everyone in that would be like, just be present, just like live in the now, and you want to murder them immediately, obviously.
Yes.
I'm literally now taking that advice.
Yeah, it really is minute to minute. And it's one of those things where once in a while at night, the boogeyman comes and boy, is that not that fun. But then, I'm still fighting the good fight, but I'm done with Tiger King.
I just wrapped last night.
Yes, so me too.
Anna sent me, and Anna's here, you guys. Anna, Anna sent me the most amazing thing on Instagram. Somebody made a video that morphs Peter's face with Travis's face of the ex-husband who passes away on Tiger King, and they look like almost identical. It's like the same person back and forth.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Huh. Crazy.
Yeah. Although Travis was so hot, I have to say.
He was so hot.
And Joe Exotic did a really good job just capturing him for a while. He was so hot.
Yeah, that was it was something to watch in the pandemic that I will always combine looking back in this part of history with Tiger King and the pandemic.
Can I just say, I've never, like, when I auditioned for Mad TV, I was never great at impressions, but I feel like I could do this. Ready? Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I have, Papa Rolls a Rolling Stone just gave birth to a litter of cubs today. And I feel like I could play Carol. I feel like I could do a good imitation of Carol if I want. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I murdered my husband, maybe, and perhaps I fed him to tigers. I don't know.
If you want a tiger to attack your feed, you obviously use sardine oil. I mean, come on. Okay, you fucking killer. All right.
I mean, look, I know nothing about this, but in my mind, I just think guilty, guilty, guilty. I mean, truly, I'm like, oh, she totally fed her husband to the lions, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Tigers. also with us is a woman named Katie Levine. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Levine.
Yay! Hello.
Now, Lori, Aaron. Lori, I see you're our guide in this. Yes. I want to say this. This was only 6 years ago, and in my opinion, the Bachelor franchise has just gotten fancier and fancier. So we are now on, I believe, so it would be on Amazon, it's episode 9. On Bachelor Archives, it's episode 6. It's the New Zealand episode. For those of you playing along at home on Juan Pablo season, which is season 18 of The Bachelor, hope that was not confusing. But I can't believe, so I feel like The Bachelor has gotten more and more popular, and yet 6 years ago, it feels as though the travel budget was, they don't start out with a shitty stop in the U.S. before they go overseas, and he has hit so many countries so early on, and they've been great trips. What happened on the show that, so they've gone to Korea, they've gone to Vietnam, now we're in New Zealand, all on these really large, expensive dates. Why is it pared down so much, Lori?
Well, you know, I am sort of amazed by the destinations, I have to say, in watching this season. I forgot about it. But, you know, I have to say that the season prior on The Bachelor, I believe Sean Lowe, all of their filming was domestic, I believe. I'm not quite sure outside of maybe the final episodes might have been in the Virgin Islands. I think perhaps there were some in Canada. But this one with Juan Pablo, they were traveling everywhere. And that's what I think what makes it particularly exciting, because, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Seoul? Who doesn't want to go to Thailand? It's just, it's outrageous. It's amazing.
I have to say, I preferred the dates in Korea to the dates I didn't want to do these dates that I did want to do one group date. I wanted to, there was a group date that I wanted to do, but I am very claustrophobic and I did not want to go swimming in caves or climbing down into holes in caves. Like those are two things I didn't want to do.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually made a note that we'll probably talk about that I would actually like to do these dates.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, singing in front of hundreds of people. So
I'm going to guess my queen, Erin, would prefer to be a backup dancer to a K-pop band than swimming through crevices. Just a gut feeling. Erin.
You know, here's the thing, Arden and Lori. I've been in so many so many caves, you know, and I've squeezed myself into so many crevices to go underneath a waterfall that I was like, give me K-pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want to repeat my travel.
Yeah.
So,
I know my girls with me. I know my girls on the same page as me.
But I did love the dates, but just to back up, tag in Lori, Sean Lowe, in fact, was afraid of two things, vaginas and travel, and international travel.
He does feel like somebody that would be afraid of something outside the U.S. a little bit. Like he feels like he'd be like, you know what? I like just domestic travel.
Yeah. He probably looks at like Swiss cheese and he's like, whoa, get me some cheddar.
mild cheddar.
Mild.
Get me some cheddar. By the way, I've eaten so much cheese. So much cheese.
So much cheese.
I ordered 5 pounds of cheese today. I literally ordered 5 pounds of cheese.
I know if you're on our Patreon, and guys, you're missing out. You're missing out if you're not on our Patreon. We've been doing Love is Blind. We're almost done with Love is Blind, and then we'll be moving on from there. But I talked last week about how I've discovered when I went shopping, it seemed like all I bought, what was left was Pepper Jack, which I'd never had before. And it turns out I love Pepper Jack.
It's so good.
I'm never going to use the restroom again, but I love Pepper Jack. Which actually comes in handy when there's a toilet paper shortage. So it's, if you want to make it through, just eat Pepper Jack. It's so good. I've never ordered it. I've never added it to an omelet. I've never requested it on a sandwich.
It's so interesting because Carrie and I got in an argument over, my wife, I apologize, and I got in an argument over Pepper Jack during this coronavirus quarantine.
Who was on my side?
I requested the Pepper Jack and she said, who's going to eat Pepper Jack? Dude, apparently, Argon of the future. God, and I am.
If we were in a quarantine together, we could just watch old Bachelor episodes and just explode out of our pants and Pepper Jack.
I might have to fight you for the Pepper Jack, though.
I love it. All right. Erin, are you into our Pepper Jack party?
There is not a cheese I haven't made love to.
I love cheese.
It's the greatest source of happiness.
And it didn't go bad for so many months when I thought that no grocery stores were going to be open. And guys, we will get to The Bachelor, I promise. But I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. This is my social hour. So please, I didn't even get to talk to like a cashier or anything this month. I'm so lonely that I can just say the last time I was out of my house 4 years ago, I thought cheese doesn't go bad for months. And I just bought all the cheese. And it's, so I'm not sick of it yet. I'm not like I should be sick of it. I am filling out my pants. I'm not going to act like I'm not. I am filling out my pants. Whatever. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Also, my ginger hair is growing back. So excited about that. All right. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I can't wait. I'm ready for it. Ginger watch. Barb is back, guys. Barb from Stranger Things. She's back.
Barb. Yeah.
I feel like between my Pepper Jack physique and my ginger hair, I can just take some kitchen shears to my hair, get some reading giant round glasses, and call it a day. Feed myself to the Demogorgon. All right. So we're coming off of this. And for those of you joining us right now, we're coming off of the episode in Vietnam where Claire has just gone knock, knock, knocking on Juan Pablo's door. And she's like, oh, it's 4 a.m. I just want to go for a swim. Which I mean, AKA booty call. And then he was down to do it. And they had some real sexy times in the waves. It felt a little rough. And I thought, danger, Will Robinson, you guys, night swimming danger. But, it felt like they the way that they were acting towards each other, like such weirdos afterwards. And he was like, we made a mistake. I have a daughter. He kind of shamed her and gaslit her a little bit. So we were discussing this on the last podcast, but just for Aaron's sake, Lori, will you tell her what you told us? Did Juan Pablo and Claire bone in the ocean for Aaron Foley's sake, please?
No, they did not.
I still don't believe that.
No boning.
I don't believe it.
No boning.
What? Tell me everything. Tell us again.
All right. So, Aaron. Claire has been interviewed quite a few times, actually even several years later, about this incident. First of all, I believe it's jellyfish breeding season during that time, so it would make it very challenging. But also,
it doesn't matter. They're already in there grinding, so it's a jellyfish or not. It's not going to be right up her cooch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as far as we know. So she was encouraged by the producers to knock on Juan Pablo's door.
Sure.
Apparently, they said that he was just watching baseball and she should go get him. And in fact, he wasn't. He was sleeping. And the interesting backstory, Aaron, in case you didn't hear, was that when she got to Vietnam, she was so excited because her entire life she was riddled with anxiety and had anxiety attacks. So she had never traveled outside of California, never traveled abroad. Or maybe it's abroad. And so she was just so enamored by being in this place. She was rid of anxiety and she wasn't drinking. So, the other women were partying it up and she wanted to just go down and feel the warm waters because she had never felt warm waters in California. So that's what she wanted to do. She asked around and the women didn't want to go with her. Then the producer said, why don't you go walk on Juan Pablo's door? They went into the ocean. It was a real sort of, I don't know, spiritual moment for her in that she had tackled her anxiety that had riddled her entire life. And it maybe lasted 2 minutes. They got out.
That was more than 2 minutes. This is bullshit. This is revisionist history.
And then they got out, they went their separate ways. And, and then when she watched the episode, of course it was edited in a particular way with music. During this time, many of the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants verified, yeah, this is in fact what the producers do. They had Claire's back and she said, absolutely nothing happened. You know, we can talk about whether people felt like Juan Pablo slut shamed her because it certainly was a mutual decision.
He did.
And she has maintained the story consistently.
But she feels crazy. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, this is confusing because I can see that happening, like giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm not a fan of hers, but I can see her wanting to go down to the water. You're up and, oh, go get him. That sounds like a good idea. Of course, it's a fun idea. And then you go hop in the water. So I can see that totally happening. But if that, in fact, did happen, if nothing really happened and they just frolicked in the water for a couple of minutes, then his reaction was beyond bizarre,
Exactly. That's
his
exactly
reaction
right.
was like they fucked in the water,
His reaction was 100% we fucked in the water. So we shouldn't have fucked in the water. We fucked in the water on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, maybe he gave her the old, I'm not familiar with slipping it in.
The etiquette book of just the tips.
Yeah. I think he did. Maybe just the tip went in and she's like, is that a jellyfish?
God.
Hold on. I just have to throw up on my keyboard.
That's my etiquette book. Just the tip.
Oh.
Yeah.
To me, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
I'm on Claire's side here. I feel like this has been talked about so much. And also, so you have to also remember that in Ben Flanick's season, there was an incident where Courtney, the woman that he finally picked, they went into the ocean and they definitely did. I feel pretty confident that they did do it. And Claire, she is as confused as Aaron is in retelling the story over the years, because she said she feels like the producers must have manipulated him, because she said, if, you know, she doesn't know why he reacted that way, because they were just in the ocean and he made it about Claire, and, you know, he could have not come. So why she's just confused why to the he didn't clarify that nothing had happened. So anyway, there it is.
So we're moving on, and we can come back to that, but we're leaving Vietnam, and we're going on another great trip. We're going from Vietnam to New Zealand, and we're at Lake Taupo. It's beautiful. Rivers, mountains, volcanoes. Ay, 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 says Juan Pablo. I keep waiting for him to say "East okay." I've never heard it. I know everybody says that about him. Is it coming up?
I don't remember that.
Well, people yeah. I say "East okay." Yeah. I haven't yeah, heard. I just hear okay. I hear E-I-I, I-I-I. She goes, I have 8 beautiful women. We're at the Hookah Lodge. And Anna, if you would love to fill in on this, Anna and I kept texting each other. And we noticed this also last episode. I guess 2014, women were super into very blousy scarves around.
Yeah. A lot of everyone, scarves. Even I noticed that.
There was everyone was wearing scarves.
I remember I bought one of those scarves at Target. I was like, I need a gauzy scarf. I got one at Target.
But the look is like tank top, shorts, scarf.
I had
that. Make any sense.
I had that gauzy scarf happening. I went and bought one at Target. I was like, yeah, I need.
What does gauzy mean?
It's sort of like a light, or like a cotton, sort of like, oh, I just got back from Morocco. Here's my sort of light cotton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that sort of light. Now, granted, these ladies maybe they bought it in Korea or Vietnam, or like maybe they bought them on their travels, but all of a sudden they're all showing up in like this loose, flowy tank top and giant scarf combo. 2014, guys, we're time traveling. It's hip to have scarves, and like they were dressed down, which I appreciate, and they loved like a pant and riding boot look, like you're about to go horseback riding at any point. There's like a flat boot with like a jod fur and boot situation. Anyway. All right, we're back. So the Hookah Lodge, Cassandra misses her son. Everybody's sort of still just in sweatpants. Like nobody's really trying that hard, which I appreciate. And Claire has a dark cloud. Things blew up in her face. She doesn't get it. And Andy gets the date, which she's really been jonesing for. She's the last one who hasn't had a one-on-one. And he says, Andy, let's heat things up. And Cassandra confides that she has her guards up. She's scared. Nobody's ever been as invested in her or her son. And Renee, who's like the therapist of the group, particularly to the other moms, she felt better after. She's really making a nice connection with Renee. So Andy shows up in her white jeans and her riding boots, and they go on a speedboat, the Reiki jet, to a romantic place. She keeps talking about how she has to let go of control. She's a pretty foxy lady. Well, thoughts? See, they head out on this speedboat. She didn't look that into it, but she was like, all right, I'm going speedboating. What did you think, Aaron?
I wanted to be on that speedboat, Arden. He is super foxy.
He's so hot.
Jumping back just 2 seconds, please. I wrote down a couple bullet points. One, please. Claire looked like those awesome cat t-shirts with the lasers flying out of their eyes.
Yeah.
When she was like, things are going to pop. And I was like, oh, cry, cry, coming out of New Zealand.
Claire is crazy.
She's like boiling water. Like you're like, oh, making pasta. Oh, there's a bunny in it. You know what I mean? She's on the verge.
Yeah, it's very like, just cray cray.
She's going to be a great bachelorette. I can't wait.
When they film it in
2022.
It's going to be 44. It's going to be great.
It'll be like Cocoon.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The other thing I just wrote down was that, first of all, I didn't realize Cassandra was 22.
She wasn't yet. She turns 22. It was her birthday. She was 21 until the day before.
No.
It was her birthday. And she was 22 in the Hobbit house.
So she's 22. She has a child and she's on a reality show like already. And it says she's an NBA dancer. It's like fucking, that's like the resume of a 40-year-old.
Dude, it's also like when she's like, you know, I've just been all about my son. It's like, yeah, he's 18 months old. And I would imagine for a little while, the dad might have been around, maybe. Like, yeah, how could you be going out on dates? Like, ugh. He's so young. Like, yeah, that makes, she's like, I just have to put myself first. It's like, for 18 months? Like, that's not that long.
Yeah, it's like she, literally, it's like bad idea jeans, Saturday Night Live. Like, everything she does, I'm like, ooh.
I know. Yeah. And she's so sweet, too.
So sweet.
So beautiful. So kind.
I know. Such a good one.
I know.
I did just write down overall, like, that scene with Renee and Cassandra. It was so sweet. It was so real. I just, like, miss these conversations. Like, I'm literally, like, you know, there's a couple people I don't like in the house. But, like, there's no one when they come on the screen, even Claire, that I go, oh, I can't even literally watch this woman speak. Like, the last couple of seasons.
I don't like Nikki.
It's a pain in the ass. But it's still, like, she's annoying, but she's not like these...
She's not like Crystal.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I honest to God can't remember. I keep saying this, but so I don't remember except for now the homophobia stuff, but let's say all that aside. Again, the women are so great and the dates are so fun. It's the most beautiful places in the world. And it's
I agree with you. Now, don't make any sounds because I don't know. I don't know. You guys. I think Nikki wins. I'm just going to say that now. Don't make any sounds. I believe that Nikki wins. Okay. But I have to say, I agree with you. I like all the women. I actually liked him less in the beginning. I found him more cheesy, like, the first two nights and kind of grosser at first. And now he's kind of like, I don't mind one. Like, look, he's not my type, but he's certainly no worse so far than, like, Peter. You know, like, I'd rather watch Juan Pablo.
Yeah. I think it's also really, for me, it's about the women. You know what I mean?
Like, the women are great.
He's not my thing, but I don't think he's acting, as of right now, these episodes that I'm watching. Besides, I would say my overall thing is, like, he doesn't ask enough questions, and it's just like physical, physical, physical.
Yeah.
But, you know, most seasons people don't ask a lot of questions. But, like, I love the women. I love these places. The dates are fun. It's every episode is so entertaining.
Yeah.
And I keep, you know, I'm just like, that's what I miss the most, I think.
I feel like he actually even asked more. They're not a lot, but I feel like he actually asked more than the other guys have lately. Like,
probably, yeah.
He when he deals with your girlfriend, Charlene. He asked questions of her. He asked questions of Renee. Like, there's a few that he, I'm like, so far, I was really expecting to really hate him by this point. And I'm sure I will. I know something's coming. But, like, so far, I'm like, this is a fun ride. So they go in and he's like, okay. The boat ride stops here and it starts raining and she's in a really cute one piece and they wade in and they start going into these crevices where it's more and more narrow. I just wrote down, no, I'm so I would freak out. It's also like there's almost like a false on sets. Like I've gotten really injured on like movie or TV sets where there's this false idea that you can't get hurt because it's like getting filmed, but you still can get trapped in a crevice. Like it just looked like I don't want to. How do they get out of there? The whole thing felt like I didn't want to do it. So it's freezing. There's a tunnel between caves. He kept making sure she was okay, which he really liked. And then they got to a waterfall there where there was hot water, but they were still kind of trapped. And they kept thinking, how do they get out of there? And then they were making out under the waterfall. And she said it was the most romantic date I've ever been on under the waterfall in the squeeze. Erin Foley, what did you think of the squeeze? Would you have been into the squeeze?
You know, I think I really would have been into the squeeze because it looks so fucking cool. And I love being in water. Cramped space is okay. No, but you know, it's not going to be an entire mile of cramped spaces. You know what I mean? And I kept thinking like the way they shot it, there's obviously a camera guy in front of them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm totally okay with the squeeze. The thing I wouldn't have been is like, I'm terrified of heights. So a lot of the height stuff, I don't think I would have been okay with, but the squeeze, I was like, oh, you know, something beautiful, beautiful is coming. The two words I wrote down were hair tie and contacts. I needed, it's all those like action movies where you see women doing stuff and they have no hair tie. And I'm like, give her a fucking hair tie.
Yeah, hair tie.
And when they hit the waterfall and they were, that's when like my contacts would have flown out of my eyes and I would have never made it back. Hair, I can't squeeze with no vision. Yeah.
I gotta say, like, I thought they would get there and there would be like a big opening with a beautiful waterfall and they'd be in like a cenote where it's like big and open and like, no, you're still in a cave and now you're getting pounded by water. Boy, would you have wanted to go into the squeeze?
Yeah, this is my jam. I mean, I was into it. I would go through the squeeze and I wouldn't mind about the cold. You know, I would, you know, maybe cart in a K-pop band for you on top of the waterfall.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I mean, now here's the thing that our listeners should know about Lori, and Aaron, you probably don't know this about Lori. Lori loved camp. Lori went to camp in Canada, deep in the woods, from the time she was a young gal and then became a counselor. She was super into outdoors, really into canoeing. She's really great at camping. So she would have probably been climbing around like a Reese's monkey, really. Is that right?
You've been like, yeah, except now I'd be carting my 5 pounds of cheese on my back. might make it a little stinky, but, you know, not quite as nimble as I used to be, but I still would be in it.
Charlene,
although, you know, I would eat the cheese under the waterfall and then I wouldn't be able to go out of the crack. I would just sort of get wedged in between. I'm not sure. And they'd just have to wait until I sort of wither away to extract me.
But, you have to get like malaria and like shit your brains out. Yeah. And then we have to like sort of like lift you up. I did take comfort that there was a cameraman that seemed to have gotten through, like, unless they had a really tiny, nimble cameraman. I'm like, some probably, you know, fit, muscly cameraman made it through the screen.
No, it was Kristen Bell, but it was totally my jam. You know, but this is just a perfect example of how in the world, well, number one, his daughter should not be watching this in the first place. So I don't know why he keeps talking about his daughter watching. But how is this steamy makeout with his hand on Andy's ass any different than making out with Claire in the ocean?
I know.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because they did
it.
I think they did. I think they did.
All right.
But
I think the tip went in.
I agree with you. I think they pulled out their etiquette book. It was the etiquette book of just the tips.
Tip slip.
I think a little like bathing suit slide, and there's a little tip.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, wait.
Lori, I'm going to just literally text you for the next 24 hours with just the word tip. Like, I'm just
the tip. Just the tip.
Asparagus tips.
Yeah, no, his daughter, like, she's 8. She should not be watching this. Okay, so then they go, they come out from the squeeze and they're at dinner, they're at a table, and she has on a necklace that was so popular in 2014. There was like a monogrammed initial necklace, and I was like, oh, I wanted one of those. Like, she was really nailing 2014 style. And they go to dinner and they're at a table in front of a geyser that kept like exploding, making them so wet. I looked at it and I thought, that's where you're putting the table? And like, it was just like a whale with a blowhole, just like shooting, just like blowing, just spraying horse snot jizz and like earth blowhole all over their like table for two. Like, and she seemed like, nobody ever eats on these dates, but she actually seemed like, oh, I won't be fed again. She was like pissed to miss dinner. Like nobody eats. It's like prop food. I feel like it's like shellac. And she was like mad that she didn't get her lamb chop. And like, and then she was like, well, we got wet and it ruined everything, but all right. And then they go and they like make out. They like, and he goes, it was really appropriate that there was explosions behind us because our chemistry was explosive. I'm like, yeah, we got this. We figured that out, dum-dum, party boy, fuck boy. Like, we figured out explosions behind you were apropos of you and Andy. Thoughts, Aaron?
Well, last week, I think I can't remember the sentence that I love the most. I said it was like the greatest in Bachelor history from Claire. I don't remember exactly what I said or she said, but it's been topped. And this is the greatest sentence in Bachelor history. Quote, a geyser completely ruined our dinner.
She was mad about that. She was really mad about that.
She said it twice. She literally said, well, I mean, then a geyser completely ruined our dinner. I'm sorry that you were propped up against a geyser in New Zealand and you didn't get your fucking dinner. Are you like, you just sat 2 feet next to like a natural world wonder.
She says the thing as you're, but she does brag about not reading books and throwing people in jail for a living. So that's appropriate reaction. She's not going to be, she didn't seem excited. She's like, I never thought I'd be in New Zealand. Almost mad about it. You're like, yeah, how cool. Like, you look where you are. You're in fucking New Zealand. Who wouldn't want to go to New Zealand? Like, it's far and it's expensive. So most of us might not get to go, but like, I'd be jammed if all of a sudden I was accidentally in New Zealand. I'm like, I know, like,
most people would say, like, oh God, like, that waiter's hair completely ruined our dinner.
Yeah.
Like, there, you know what I mean? Like, that,
pissed.
The filet was, you know, burnt. It completely, I'm sorry, a New Zealand geyser ruined your dinner? Throw yourself in the geyser.
There was no part of her that was in, she was kind of ticked on the boat. Ticked, like, there was no part of her that was psyched about, like, this weird other landscape. Like, she's not, she feels like a Rosé all day gal that's just going to go get hammered and then go throw people in jail. Like you know what I mean? Like, she's going to go, like, go to the mall. Look, I love the mall, don't get me wrong, but, like, she doesn't feel like somebody's like, wow, let me see a geyser. And I'm not saying I haven't seen lots of geysers, but I bet if I saw one, I'd be like, that's pretty freaking rad. We got, like, a geyser, like,
Yellowstone, Old Faithful.
I threw up at Old Faithful as a child. I threw up at Old Faithful and Plymouth Rock.
Oh, okay.
And I had a weak stomach and my driveway and a rodeo. That's how you do it.
Oh, my God. Sorry, don't you think Andy would be hard to date?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She might be kind of fun, but she'd be hard to date over a long term. But
I'm about to sound like a creepy guy. Her little tushy, she looked cute in her one piece.
She's so hot.
She's such a hot. She's a smoke show, and she was extra cute in that one piece.
Yeah. No, she's cute. She was a little bit of a wet blanket, though. You know, in saying that the geyser was unideal. I think she said so.
What a dickhead. Like,
yeah. So I just thought the same thing that you thought. Like, why just piss on this parade when it was a lovely location?
Yeah, it's a geyser.
Yeah, it's a geyser. But, you know, I think that perhaps her the way she likes to experience nature is to hunt. She has been pictured with a deer, and, you know, at this time a picture of her with posing with a dead deer, which, you know, if you're hunting for your meal, that's great. I'm not sure if that's what she was doing, but
I can tell you, Katie,
that's the way
she
likes to experience nature.
Katie is muted right now, but I guarantee you she has just put her fist through a window.
I hate it.
I had a feeling. That might be the way that Andy experiences nature.
Katie, you have the floor for 20 seconds. Go.
No, I just think that's gross. I don't like any of that. Like, I mean, you know me, I'm vegan. I don't like hurting any animals ever.
Yeah,
I know. I had to give you the floor. Okay, so then we're back. And so she says her goal is she wants to love somebody. She wants kids. That's the number one thing she wants in her life. She can't wait to have her family. And then he pulls a rose out of his coat, which was pretty cute. And then she asks for kisses in Spanish and they start counting. I mean, they have good chemistry.
Yeah. Can I just chime in real quick?
Please. Yes.
I think they have good chemistry, but I don't think they, it doesn't seem like besides kissing, they communicate easily.
No.
Like for me, like when they were doing the whole squeeze in the waterfall, like that is like, I don't know how you can get more romantic than that. Like that's, it was pretty amazing, right? Like if it was two women, they'd be like, I love you. You know what I mean? Like we're done. But with her, she said, well, hopefully, like, today went really well, but, you know, hopefully, like, tonight, like, we'll really, we'll have a moment where we really feel it with one another.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you're not feeling it under a waterfall, you know what I mean? Like, then you're not going to feel it next to a blowhole. Like, it's, I just don't think, I think they're trying, but it doesn't seem like, except for their chemistry, it just doesn't feel like, it feels awkward to me between them.
Yeah, 100%.
But just wait until they get to Hobbit Town. Bow, wow, wow, wow.
So then we have Cassandra's 22nd birthday. She keeps only calling him Juan. She's like, I really like Juan.
Yes, Arden. And,
yeah.
It's so weird. I wrote down Juan or Juan Pablo. This is insane.
She goes, I really like Juan. Okay, wait. We're going to take a break before we get to this.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back. I hope your break was great. So we're back. He's talking about Juan, and they're going to go do an Ogo. Now, this is my kind of day. This is get me out of the squeeze and get me into an Ogo in a sheep field all day, every day. This, you want to win your girl over? Get me in an Ogo. So I mean, this is my kind of shit. This is exactly, you don't need skill. You just need a dumb disposition that goes, I don't care about my personal safety. So we have two words. So she hasn't told Juan yet that it's her 22nd birthday, but two or three people roll down a hill in a ball. I just wrote so fun. And then Nikki, my frenemy, starts kissing him in the ball. It could not have been more fun. I was proud of my girl, Chelsea, pulling him aside, doing grass blowing. I still like her. I know she's not going to win, but I think she's adorable. Marilyn Rice Cub with blonde hair. And I just thought this looked so fun. Erin, do you want to go Ogo with me?
Oh, anytime. So down with the Ogo.
If I had a hill in my yard, that's what I do at my birthday party next year. But I don't. We do it off the roof. I'm sure we'd land and be fine.
I'm sure it'd be fine. My body feels like it can bounce back from anything right now.
Oh, my God.
I can barely walk. I thought it was so fun. I'd never heard of it. I've never seen it. I have no reference point of it. No. I definitely had a moment where I just missed it. Just like the pandemic then snuck in and I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, when can we do fun things again? I looked at Sarah and I was like, there's an infinity pool and then they're going down a river. There's a waterfall. And I was like, do we just sit in the bathtub and eat a veggie burger? Like, what do we do? Like, how do we bring this romance? Like, it was so romantic and adventurous and amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that it was like a sheep farmer that had a hill. It was like, how can I bring in extra income? You know, and it's like, I can create these things. We'll make a path. We've got extra sheep whether it's fallow, while the sheep aren't eating this, we'll just move it around from sheep field to sheep field. And then we'll like the tourists, because we're near Hobbit Town, like the tourists. Yeah. Anna, will you do a little Googling and see if there's any Southern California OGO places?
But Let's do it.
A grassy hill. I need it on a grassy hill.
Yeah.
Lori, what did you think of OGOing? Have you heard of it? What is that?
Well, number one, I'm actually currently in an OGO because I'm nervous about the whole quarantining and being in contact with other people and things. So I'm in the OGO. I've managed to outfit a microphone in here. So it's a lot of fun. It's a little bit complicated going down the stairs, but whatever. I would totally do this.
Yeah,
it is totally my jam.
I know you would. I'm into it.
And anybody who's not into it, I want nothing to do with you.
Yes, me too. And I feel like I want all three of us in one OGO because it feels like summertime sledding. It's like, because I know that I'd like to race both of you. I know that three in one, we'd go faster because we'd have more weight involved. I'll keep eating the pepper jack to like build my weight up so I can.
I'll bring my 5 pounds of cheese. Yeah.
5 pounds of cheese is a lot of cheese. I mean, Anna's hand is up. Anna, tell us about the OGO.
Apparently in America, they're called Zorbs. They're called Zorb balls.
Great.
And there is a SoCal rental place where you can rent them.
I don't want to rent it. I need a hill.
I think you have to take it to your own hill. I don't see any LA hill.
Let's go to like Griffith Park.
We'll just like start taking down anybody in our path.
Yeah, let's go like that. We'll go to like the Barham Pass. Nobody's out anymore. We'll go take it to the top of the Barham Pass.
It'll be like what is that? Indiana Jones, where he's like running away from the OGO.
Yeah, apparently,
the
only place that you can go that is like a setup zorbing location is in Tennessee.
Let's go. We could go to Dollywood.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, we love Nashville. Where?
Let's go.
Hold on. I have to look up more info.
There's only one place in the United States. Guys, listeners, we care about you podcasters. All of our careers are going to be fucked. At least we are. If any of you guys have a hill, let us know. Charge us money. We'll come absorb in your yard.
Zorb it up.
It's called Outdoor Gravity in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
That's where Dollywood is.
And they say that this was invented in New Zealand.
Great.
Pretty well. Actually, it looks really cool. If you
Let's look it up, there's video
of them like rolling you up on a weird like
Can you send us a link?
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Wait,
right now.
Anna, are there any post Zorb photos of people with broken necks in hospitals?
No.
No, they don't show that.
Okay.
On their website.
That's what I would do.
We should try to do a live podcast near Dollywood and then go to Dollywood, which is supposed to be amazing, and then go to the Zorb Gravity.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I missed you guys. I missed fun.
I'm into it.
Okay. Great. Really good work, you guys. So then they go to Hobbiton, the Lord of the Rings location, and Juan likes Renee, and he goes, I like Renee, it just keeps getting better. And he goes, you and Cassandra, you guys are my special ones. The moms are my special ones. And I thought, it's getting a little cult leader-y. It felt a little bit like Doc Ansel on the Tiger King documentary. It's a little Doc Ansel. Like, it's a little like, you are my special wives that I like because you are the special breeder wives. Like, I didn't like that. But then I'm also noticing he has a camera. It's still just like, he pulls out like an elf camera. And he's like, let's get a picture in front of the Hobbit house. But boy, is Renee adorable. He loves how she lights up when she talks about her son, Ben. She is darling. Lori, what do you think of Renee?
Oh, my God. She's so adorable. I don't even know what to do with her. I mean, that first it started with the heartfelt real mom talk with Cassandra. She's always comforting people. She just seems really cool and she's cute. And everybody knows that Hobbit Town is a place to get the tiffin. So, I think it's really looking good for her.
Great. What do you think of Renee? Erin?
She's super dreamy. Renee is so great. I don't see them together, but
sparkly eyes. I bet she's actually met a nice gentleman in the last 6 years. I bet she's somebody was super psyched and she's happily paired off in St. Petersburg, Florida, living her best life.
Yeah, because she's such a good egg. Like I just sounded like an 8-year-old when I said good egg, but I'm a big fan and I liked how people were, some of these women were totally geeking out for like Hobbit Land, which was so great because
it was so cute.
Yeah. If Sarah wasn't here, I would just be like drunk watching Lord of the Rings and like Hobbit and Star Trek for like 17 hours a day, just drooling. So it was super fun. No one did any Shire jokes, which of course it was begging for it, but
I've seen all the movies, but I don't really know much, but I gotta tell you, even though it's like not totally my thing, I was still so excited to be in Hobbiton, and I thought, I need to go there. Didn't you think that?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love shit like that. I love it. By the way, if you ever come to L.A., I think the Universal Studios tour is so fun. I did it a couple years ago with my brother and my mom and my nephew. Like, I did it as a child, but you really get to see sets and sound stages. It's so fun.
I love that shit.
Side note, I'm in the podcast studio right now. Sandy Christensen is one of our listeners, and she sent Anna and I mugs. One of them says, "You make me want to forgo my individual room."
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's so good. I'm keeping that one. And then Anna says, ready for my ITM, which is the in the moment, which I know Anna was all excited about. She loves an ITM. But thank you, Sandy Christensen. She has a shop on Etsy called Say It On Swag. Just giving her a shout out. If you guys need your own, forgo your individual room, you can get it from our listener, Sandy Christensen. Thanks for mailing us the mugs. Okay. So then he pulls Nikki aside, and Nikki goes, "I'm totally falling for you. It's scary for me." And then they had a bad kiss. I don't like Nikki. I think she's an asshole. She goes, I mean, like when she was talking about like, if I was on a group date, would I be worried about not getting a rose? I mean, obviously I get the rose. I always get the rose. Like, she's so off-putting. She's nice when she's with him, and she's so just awful on her own or with the other women. Erin, Nikki, thoughts?
I found that moment to be like, wait, is that a joke, but you don't have any sense of humor, so you tried to pull it off and it just tanked?
Or is she
literally such a fucking idiot? Like,
she sucks.
She's just, it's just weird to have someone like, she's an amazing profession. She's super cute. She's got a lot going for her. She's smart. I just was like, I want to really like her.
Of course.
And when I see her, before she starts talking, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I don't know. I she just seems like a really, like, good contestant. Like, you know what I mean? And then she's like a miserable person. And wow, she's like a hot blonde who's a fucking nurse. Like,
she's a hot blonde baby nurse. Like, that's rad.
Why do you have a
little bit of like even fake humanity to the other women? Like, so because I actually believe she really loves her job. I believe she likes helping people. So why don't you take some of that energy and like be a person with the other women in the house? Like, you don't have to be a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to plug it along. So Charlene has a lot of questions. She wants to feel more confident. And then he kissed her right out of the gate. She goes, wow, you cut right to the chase, don't you? And then she goes, how do you think I'm feeling? He goes, great, great. He's like, she's like, oh, that's right. He goes, I get you. She said, well, this process is inorganic for me. I just have a question. And again, their kissing styles do not seem compatible. I don't think they kiss the same way. Thoughts on our girl, Charlene? From the previews, it looks like she's about to pull the old ejector seat and rock herself right out of this competition.
She's taking a barrel roll out of the car here.
Yeah, she's got
it looks that way, at least.
The Ogo, and she is rolling her way back to the States.
Oh, Charlene.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like she initially recoiled when he actually went in to kiss her.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing I really noted with this scene was that he told her how she felt. That he said, "You're feeling great. I understand you."
She said, "How do you think I'm feeling?"
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he so does not understand how she's feeling, clearly. She's way above his thinking grade. But, you know, they still have good chemistry. I appreciate the complexity of her character.
Me too.
But yeah, they are a bit awkward together, even though they have chemistry, which seems like that shouldn't go together, but they still have kind of chemistry.
Kissing styles are not, I don't like watching them kiss. Like, he and Andy, they seem to be compatible. He and Charlene, she looks like there's like a guppy quality to the two of them. It's like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Okay. So then Cassandra, it's her birthday. She says, "Juan, I respect you so much as a dad. I've been closed off. I've devoted all of my love on Trey. I've been happy and content, but I have love to give to a very special person who's very genuine." And he goes, "Lori, do you know that my college roommate, Kelsey, told me the first night that we lived together, quote, 'I'm not like you. I have a lot of love to give.'"
Oh,
well, and I thought I'm right here. You just said that to my face. And then she would steal my clothes all semester.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we know how it all ended.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. "I'm not like you. I have a lot of love to give," was said to my face. She was like a couple of glasses of wine in and said it to my face.
Oh, that's not nice.
It wasn't nice. "I'm not like you. I have a lot of love to give." Anyway, he goes, the moms are special. And he gave Charlene the group rose. And then Cassandra, he goes, "Hey, can I?" So the moms look really sad that they didn't get the group rose. And he goes, "Cassandra, can I talk to you?" And then they go, "Oh, he's probably telling her happy birthday." It's like, is he? So then he goes, "You are one of my special ones. I'm Doc Ansel." "I've been thinking a lot. You're gorgeous. You're funny. You're nice. I wish we were on the same chapter. I actually thought this was classy of him when he said, "I don't want to have to make you wait two more days to see your son. And she goes, "I want love so bad. I've been waiting so long for somebody to find special. It hurts to go home." And then he was walking along the ridge with an umbrella. And then there was a song playing, "Mystic Music, Cosmic Harmony," and then he walked back alone, and they were all like, "Oh, he's alone. I actually thought it was nice of him to take into consideration to let her go when he realized she wasn't it. Aaron?
Yeah, completely. I think there's like two sides of him, right? And I think there's like this fun, I wrote down with all the dates, with all the like the group dates or the group conversations with all those women, he literally is like the ultimate seducer. You know, yeah. Like that yeah. moment with Charlene, it's like she's so smart and she's otherworldly and she's way, you know, they're on different planets. And he just like seduces her. Like she just, yeah. Whoa, because he's super, super hot in the accent and like the daughter. He's got that, you know.
And he whisper talks. He's like,
yeah, you know,
I
so
just
it's.
I don't want my daughter seeing this. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. So he's got like that in him, which you totally like, oh my God, you're such a player, such a ladies man. But then I do think that he is handling a lot of these situations with the women, I think completely like good. Like I don't see any behavior except for the Claire thing, which we'll get to, I'm sure. That was like, huh, you know, because yeah. I thought that was like really classy what he did and what he should have done.
And it's like when he let go of that woman who got really drunk at like that rooftop pool.
Yeah.
He's handled things pretty well so far. Lori.
Well,
I don't know if I'm going to describe this in a way that you understand, because he to me seems like a weird, flirty cartoon character. His game, his game is so odd to me. So he'll do things like, for instance, he'll stick his butt out slightly, like, I don't know, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with his hands up in front of him. And then he'll do this sort of like batting his eyelashes and lifting one shoulder up. And yeah. You know what I'm talking about? And then you can just see sort of the hearts float from his, yeah, from his, like, head. And he'll bat his eyes. And he does these really sort of strange, like, cartoonish. Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly like Pepe Le Pew. Exactly. So that game is a little bit odd to me. But, you know, I'm glad that he let Cassandra go. I thought that was kind, you know, happy freaking birthday. You know, she said that, you know, she's so happy that Juan Pablo was equally invested in Trey as he was her. Well, clearly he wasn't. Oh, and so goodbye to Cassandra. He said after the fact that he didn't know that it was her birthday. So that was a surprise to him. But yeah, his game is a little bit like Pepe Le Pew. Thank you, Arden.
So then he goes, last two, Claire got a one-on-one date. Last week, I got in big trouble with Claire. I'm just figuring out my boundaries, which makes it sound like just the tip happened. He goes, so she shows up in the same outfit that Andy did, boots and jeans. And then she kept saying the phrase, makes me want to crawl back in my turtle shell. There's been a lot of turtle shell analogies. I find Claire a little crazy. They go on a picnic. And he goes, I was worried. You felt so sad today. He goes, I want you to feel comfortable. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. And then she goes, look, I don't know why. I just wanted to go in the ocean and swim. Why didn't you say no? And which is a very good point. And he says, I know. She's so excited to do it. If I say no, she will be devastated. And then, which is crazy. And then she says, look, this is about how I feel too and what I want. I need answers. What are our boundaries and where are they? And he goes, well, never hold hands in front of Camila. We never spend the night. And she goes, well, did we do anything inappropriate on that aspect? Like, well, it was 4 a.m, going to the ocean, swimming and kissing in the ocean. Didn't feel right to me. And then he says, I don't want you to cry because of me. Promise you won't cry. And she goes, well, I don't make me sad. And all of it felt very manipulative because he wanted to go get his rocks off, and then he did, and then I believe he shamed her. Lori?
Well, I feel like this conversation just actually verified what my feeling is, and that nothing happened. He was, I felt like, a complete jerk during this scene. She's completely right. Yep. He absolutely needs to apologize. Apparently, Chris Harrison even warned him prior to having that conversation with Claire, like, don't go there. You're going to slut shame her.
Yes. And,
you know, the producers got to him. I thought it was weird that he asked her not to cry.
Yes.
So she was completely in the right here.
What did you think, Aaron? What did you think, Aaron?
Yeah. You know, when you give Juan Pablo or Juan, a little bit of rope, then he starts to, like, hang himself. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, wait a minute. This is his process. This is him trying to connect, and this is him trying to explain, and it's awful. You know what I mean? You're like, oh God, no. So here comes the first legitimate huge, red flag for me, you know?
Real gaslighting.
Real gaslighting. He caused it. And you're right, Lori, like, that did make me think, because she was just, that is sort of real time. And she was just like, what did we do? So that scene, now revisiting it, it did make me feel like maybe, you know, maybe the tip was on her thigh, you know?
He didn't feel shaming, like, very
hot. Yeah. Like, it was her fault. I'm like, whatever, buddy.
Yeah, I agree. So then,
he was probably on Pornhub and she interrupted him, and then he was pissed.
He was like, all right, let's do this. He goes, I need to know more about her. And she goes, he really assured me. And then she said, you know, normally if there's any conflict, I would bolt. And he was like, what? And then she goes, I liked him. He took it like a man and made it right. And then she goes, the way you talk about the daughter, you protect her. If you did that, you'd be the father of my children. And he was like, oh, I just wants to get women pregnant. I really think he goes, oh, I like to listen to you. And she goes, I like casual, comfortable, not formal, fancy dinners. He goes, let's get sweatpants on you. And then she put on the hammer pants. And then he goes, oh, I get so hot talking about Claire. Oh, and he put on the rose, gave her the rose, and they played a slow dance. She's like, oh my God, he remembered. It's my song. And you know, when you see couples and you're like, I want what they have. I want what I have. Oh, and they have good sexual chemistry. He feels like he just wants to like grind her. Like that's what he's like, super horny for her. Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah. I did like the sweats.
Me too.
I thought that was cute.
Me too.
Again, yeah. Not a fan really of either of them, but I like them together, you know, pretty much.
I was like, they're actually like sweet. Well, yeah. Matched.
Yeah. I thought they were kind of well matched. I don't, you know, it'll be good to sort of see more from him and her every week, but I did like the sweats. I thought that was, again, like something really sweet and some sort of like, this could be real life. Like it just, again, yeah. I keep writing down, like, I wish we had seasons, more moments like that. And it felt like actual real people trying to connect some kind of way.
I agree with you. I feel like the show, and I don't know if it's because of Instagram or like people being able to become influencers and people just trying to get to paradise and trying to build their brands, but like I feel like the show, this feels more real, and like I'm really watching. It's a better show.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this. The highlight of my quarantine, guys, and you're up against Pepper Jack. So I'm just saying that. So then they go to, they're at the Pinoy Lodge, and she goes, I don't want to hurt anyone. And Katie, your photos are out on the Pier 1 dresser that they imported from America, the frame photos that they used to do that you pointed out. Lori, when did they stop doing all these photos?
Oh, you might have stumped me here. You know, I guess I just never realized that they phased them out. I mean, I guess I knew that they were phased out, but there have been so many parodies as well of The Bachelor that I remember, you know, there was Burning Love where they would look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, clearly it had to have been somewhat recently. I do think that the caressing the pictures was of a previous era where, you know, you pick them up and caress them. That might have been, I don't know, 5 years prior to that. Hopefully, when we watch some of the previous seasons, we'll be able to figure it out.
But I like your style.
I don't recall offhand.
Let's take a break and come back for the rose ceremony.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back. Okay, so he's got photos. And this is when Chris Harrison used to play like the this sort of like Leave It to Beaver dad. And it's sort of like, well, you've got six women left. And, you know, and he has a chat. And Chris Harrison comes in. And then he comes in. He goes, I don't like it when you are quiet. And then there's like porn music, and he pulls Nikki aside and he goes, oh, ha, I'm wearing pink underwear. And then she says like, oh, I like you a lot. And he goes, what does a lot mean? Oh, like that. I couldn't with that. Mm. She says, I want my forever, my partner, my happy ending. And then Renee goes and chats with him and she's a single mom. It's nerve wracking. And, you know, whenever she speaks about Ben, her eyes glow and he's hypnotized. So it really comes down to being between Chelsea and Kat. And Chelsea kind of had diarrhea of the mouth and pulled him aside. She was like, you know, I was with the guy and I was with him for like a few years. And like, I was like, what do I want? And I want to be with him. And he wasn't on the same page. So I was like, buddy, you got to get out. And then just like, and then Kat pulled him aside and was like, I've been journaling a lot. And just as a reminder, I'm not just fun. I also have a raging alcoholic dad. And so it's hard with a dad growing up. I've been disappointed with men. It's hard for me to be forward. My dad wasn't there for me. I remember when my sister was crying and my dad was passed out and I go lie in my sister's crib to comfort her. And I thought, again, the trauma bond this early on, you've already told him, you don't need to use this as your like seduction. He knows. You don't need to tell him right now about this again. He's already been told. And I had a gut feeling. I kind of knew that he was going to keep Chelsea. What did you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, read the room. You know, it's hashtag boner killer. Like, this is last grasps. You know, the relationships are stronger. So, again, like, I feel absolutely terrible that she went through this with her father. She seems like really fun. Like, I really actually like her.
Me too. Know? And I'm like, honey, go find an Al-Anon meeting. There's help.
There's different outlets. And I tell you, when you've got 30 seconds before a rose ceremony, you can't be like, and then the car was on the front lawn. You know, like you gotta keep it light. Yeah. So if I'm picking Chelsea or Kat, and I know eventually probably both are going to go, I can't sit through one of those, like, you know, I'd rather throw myself in the fire conversations. I'll go with Chatty Cathy.
Yeah. Me too.
I might go for drunk dad, to be honest with you.
Really?
I mean, if they're both going, you know, keep drunk dad around for a little while. You know, I feel like, you know, poor Kat and her drunk dad sounds like Christmas time at the Marine and Laurie households.
But, I know, trust me.
You know, now she gets to be disappointed by one more man. But the one thing that I was really, I in my notes, all I have is the fuck was when he was talking to Nikki and they had that conversation. Was like, how much is a little? How much is a lot? A little, a lot. How much is it? Was like, who's on first? What the hell is that about?
No, I was watching
it. What was that?
And I thought this, and you know, she's my least favorite one in the house now. I thought she thinks she's so clever and killing it right now.
I know.
And I just thought, the like little twinkle of like, it is the who's on first. Like, I'm nailing this. And I thought, you're so lucky you're a hot nurse. Like, you're just because you're, it's give me drunk dad. At least Kat was fun at a party.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what that was about. Yeah. I had no idea what it was. You know, I would dance with Kat.
Kat's
all
a fun
night long.
Dancer. Kat's
Chelsea's a
dancer.
Sweetheart, and I love Chelsea. You know, I like my Ohio girl. But
no, me too.
But, you know, if I'm going for Chatty Kathy, trapped in a corner with Chatty Kathy and drunk Kat who's doing some dance moves, I'm going to pick the dance moves.
And let me also just say, for those listeners out there, Lori and I, if I may speak freely, Lori, we both have drunk dads. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm not shaming. My heart goes out to her and I want to give her a big old hug. And I'm like, oh my God, that poor thing. It's also knowing where to take that information because it is a delicate, vulnerable piece of information. Maybe don't take it to Juan Pablo in the Bachelor Mansion. That's just all I'm saying. Not when you've only talked to him once. You know. Go work on yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's already been established.
Party of three. Drunk dad right here. Party of three.
Yeah. Everybody.
But, like, you piecemeal it. Last week it was always like, okay, I guess you have to, like, you know what I mean? But like, then you come back next week after basically not seeing him and you're like, I'm going to double down on the drunk dad.
Don't double down. Yeah.
So that's, you know, I actually really like her, and we would all be friends with her.
I'm gonna tell you, drunk dad, funny daughters sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk dad, funny daughters.
Yeah, I think so. We got 3 for 3 right here. Hilarious.
3 for 3, drunk dad, funny daughter. And put some calluses on the soul.
On the next episode of Drunk Dad, Father, Funny Daughter.
Is every female comedian on earth.
Yeah.
Every female comedian. Okay, so then Kat leaves, and she goes, this was not my favorite exit sentence. My whole life I've been told how great I am, what a catch I am, and yet here I sit. I thought, let somebody else say that about you. Like, I've never declared I'm such a cat. Like, well, everybody tells me I'm such a catch. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, why don't you just say I'm so disappointed. I believe in myself. Not I've been told, but it's like, I know I'm a catch. I've worked really hard to become a catch. Like, I hope my, I don't know. I just felt like everybody tells me I'm the best, and yet I'm alone. I don't know. I had a problem with
that. That felt real. That actually felt very real to me. Like, yeah. That's the same version of, like, the nice guy going home and not getting the girl, you know?
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah. I think that's a catch.
Did I tell you I had drinks with Derek in New York in January?
What?
I love Derek.
I loved him.
Why did you not call me immediately?
I don't even, because I feel like coronavirus was about, he was great. He was adorable. Okay. Sweet.
Of course he was.
Is he dating anyone?
No.
We need to get to the bottom of why he was engaged to Taylor. I'm so perplexed by that.
You know, I don't know him well enough. And then he was supposed to do the podcast with me, with Michelle Collins, because I did it in New York when Anna was there. And then he had to work. Hello. He has a job. He actually is like a trader or something. He has like a real job.
Yeah.
So then Charlene, she starts weeping when Kat leaves. She's weeping. She feels guilty. She goes, I see other girls suiting him better. So they find out they're going to Miami, and she goes, I don't want to hurt Juan Pablo. I'm going to give it one more week. I'm going to see if he's like right for me. If not, I'm going to leave. And then there's a tag at the end of a sheep poop fight, and he loved that Renee picked up the poop and threw it at him. And there we go. There's 4 more scripted episodes. Like, there's 4 more action episodes, and then there's a After the Final Rose and a Women Tell All. That's where we're at in this competition. It's just shorter season than it used to be, although all the filler up top made it seem longer. Okay, you guys, we appreciate if you guys subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a review or a rating. We love hearing from you, and it really helps us. Here's a recent review. This is 5 stars, best medicine for depression, no longer depressed. Oh my God, that's great. Having had depression in my life, anytime somebody feels better, I say 15 gold stars to you. Last year, both of my parents passed away. Oh, I'm sorry. I hear you, and I'm sorry to hear that. I went through a divorce and relocated to a town where I didn't know anyone, and Arden's podcast literally saved my life. I tell everyone I know about the magical powers of laughing along with this podcast of characters. So if you're having a tough time, and let's face it, who isn't right now, then take the time to listen in on these hilarious, warm-hearted, and original conversations. You can't stay depressed with Arden and her friends keeping you company. Well, thank you, No Longer Depressed. I mean, I have to say that's part of, I love doing this podcast, and you guys all mean so much to me. And I know personally life happens, but like that we're all, you know, and right now in the world out there, but to have a little community and a little nonsense distraction, it really has helped me very much. I mean, I do this selfishly just as much to cheer myself up. So it means so much that it connects with anyone. So I very, very much, I appreciate that. So thank you so much. And you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And again, thank you to all the wonderful people who have pre-ordered my book, Little Miss Little Compton, which is coming out in September. If you send a screen grab of your receipt to rosepodcast@gmail.com, I've already sent out 10 t-shirts, but I'm going to make, I'll put it up. I'll have a photo soon. I'm going to make a custom puzzle and pull out some people and send some presents out. But, you know, I'll be able to do more when I can actually go to the post office. But so you can also just send us some emails. So here's an email from Bike Tart. WYATF is saving my sanity. Dear Arden and cohorts, I've been listening to podcasts since the early days when all we could get were Marc Maron and This American Life. I have never, ever written to a host. Aw, that's nice. I've been watching Bachelor since first season. Yes, I'm old. No, you're not. You're fabulous. During peer season, I discovered Will You Accept This Rose, and I loved it immediately because these cray-cray days, I get a little ridiculous thrill when your new episode drops. Your laughter, sharp barbs, and excellent choice in friends make me goofy happy. Arden, you're better than Xanax. I give you all the remote hugs and air kisses. Thank you for being my most essential service. Bike Chart. Oh, I can't tell you how much that means to me. Like, I love all you guys, and I just hope all of you, I know it's a hard time. My mad respect to everybody out there that still has to go to work and anybody that has to leave the house. And for all you parents out there that are suddenly homeschooling and, you know, everybody's just doing the best they can. And if this can be a little distraction, like, you know, that's why we wanted to keep going. Like, this is the least we can do to stay connected in the world, because like at some point this too shall pass, and I just hope everybody's safe and sound and the loved ones are safe and sound at the end of this. So thank you for helping me through this too. Ladies, I can't thank you enough for going on this love journey with quarantine love journey with myself. Anna, Katie, did you enjoy this episode?
Yeah. It was cool to see them in where was it? Was it, shit, what is that place called? I forgot the country they were in.
New Zealand.
I kept wanting to say Australia. I was like, the one near it. It was cool. I thought he seemed like he was having more fun. The Claire thing was a huge bummer. I feel like he's finally starting to go a little downhill for me. Like that whole thing when you were like, stop crying. Don't cry. Yes. I don't want you to cry.
You will never cry for me.
It's like,
ever.
Let her cry. The situation sucks. You're slut shaming her to her face. Like now she has to like walk back and face all the other women and keep your secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have gone in the squeeze? I feel like you would. You would.
I would have. Yeah. That seemed like a cool.
That feels like Tana. Tana, I feel like I like that all my girls are a little braver than me. I'm brave in the thing like the, I'm brave in something like the Ogo. I'm brave Ogo style. I'm not brave Crevice style.
Yeah. Katie, it definitely would have been tough though. That it looked very claustrophobic.
I would have freaked out in a bat. Like I remember as a child going to this exploratorium in San Francisco, and they had like a thing you could climb through. It was like a tactile thing. It was like a maze.
Oh my God. I loved that.
I said to my brother, I freaked out. I lost my, you had to go through alone. I lost my shit in the middle of it. And they had to send somebody in to rescue me.
See, I'm claustrophobic, but that never bothered me. But like when I did Birthright, we went and we were doing, spelunking and, it was like, they were like, yeah, we're going to go through this underground tunnel system. And I like looked at the opening, which barely seemed big enough to fit me. And I like had a full on fucking panic attack. And so did a few other people in our group. And like five of us stayed back. And when everyone else got out, they're like, oh my God, that was the most terrifying thing I've ever fucking been in. There were parts where like, you were just like shimmying your body. And I'm getting like sweaty thinking about it. Like I can't even think about it. It makes me so upset. But I don't know that. I might
would
have done
you
that.
On the squeeze, you would have done the squeeze.
I might have. Oh, I don't know. It didn't look as tight, you know?
Oh, my God. I just wanted to say that, Anna, I just clicked the link that you sent to all of us at the Outdoor Gravity Park. It looks so fun. We need to go.
I looked at it, too, and it's funny. It says it's not closed right now because they use chlorine, and chlorine will kill viruses. And I was like, I don't think that's –
you have to go into the pot. I just did a screen grab for – I just did a screen grab for Lori and Aaron. It's going to come through in a second. Where can people find? Oh, look how fun that looks, Aaron. Wait, it's about to go through. Look how fun that looks. Right? We got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Tennessee's a great state, too. Okay. Aaron, where can people find you?
I'm going to be in my house all week.
Great.
I'm probably going to, yes, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to write. I'm going to put pants on. And
she has funny things on Instagram.
Instagram is Erin K. Foley, I believe. Yeah, I'm just doing dumb Instagram videos. And,
are you Erin Foley comic? Are you Erin Foley comic?
At Erin K. Foley on Instagram.
Okay, great. You guys, you follow me on Instagram. I keep losing followers. I keep losing followers. Ardemarine, ARDEN MYRIN. Erin, I'm on your website right now and you look really pretty. You can pre-order my book, Little Miss Little Compton. And if you send me a screen grab of your receipt to rosepodcast@gmail.com, I'm going to be sending out some fun puzzles and stuff. And when this pandemic ends, I'll be get back to like bigger things that I can subscribe to the post office and do. And then you can follow me on Instagram. Lori, thank you so much for joining us. Anna.
My pleasure.
Anna, Katie, where can people find you?
I'm just at Anna Hosni on Twitter.
I'm at KT_money on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, Argon.
Yes.
Can I just say something real quickly? PSA, people, do not do any sort of socially distanced yoga parties on your block or cocktail parties. Just stay the frickin' doors unless you have to go to the grocery store or you're hiking alone. And wear a cloth. Yeah, and wear not an N95, but wear a face covering when you go out. There's a lot we still don't know about this, but now's not the time to be social with others. We love you, and this is so much fun, and I'm so happy to have this escape with you all.
Yes, I look forward to this every week, you guys. You ladies, we love you, gals.
We love you so much. I'm available next Sunday if you guys are, and so I'll wrap this up now, but I just love you and I thank you. I'm going to not turn my computer off. I'm going to run to the bathroom. But I'm not even kidding. It's the highlight of my week. You guys, we love you. We'll be back next week and we're going to continue the journey with Juan Pablo. Thanks for being there. Katie, take it away.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.